The Iditarod leaders are resting in White Mountain this evening. John Baker arrived at the checkpoint just after 4 this afternoon. Ramey Smith followed in at around 5 p.m. The mushers take a mandatory 8-hour rest in White Mountain before making the final push into Nome. It's possible this year we'll see a finish in record time. That is what Elam race judge Jake Berkowitz is predicting.
The record has pretty much been broken already this year. Unless a big storm comes up or unless one of these guys falls apart, they're going to be looking at about a 8-day, 20-hour race.
That would shatter Martin Boozer's trail record of 8 days, 22 hours, and 46 minutes set in 2002. A large crowd welcomed Baker into Golovin as he made his way up from Golovin Bay, and airplanes circled aloft. While the weather along the coast is still sunny and warm, the wind did pick up. Hans Scott arrived in Elam around noon, sitting in third place. He wore his white windbreaker pants and jacket, fluttering in the wind.
Nothing. I didn't calm out there now.
Jake Berkowitz says the wind is Baker's ally at this point.
I'd have to say the advantage always goes to John when there's wind, so I'm sure he's happy to see some wind, just training out of Kotzebue, and dogs are used to wind. I'm sure he'd even like a stiffer wind, but John looks like he's in the driver's seat right now.
Behind the three front runners are Dallas Seavey, Hugh Neff, and Sebastian Schnula, all out of Elam this afternoon.